Welcome to the Motherhood Unfiltered podcast. We are a group of moms striving to bring balance to motherhood with lots of laughs and some tears along the way. We seek to walk alongside you in this journey as we learn and grow from one another. Hello, friends. It's Brianna, and we are very excited to be recording our first episode. Myself and my amazing collaborators will be talking about what motherhood looks like for each of us in this season and how our moms inspired us to parent the way we do. So let's dive into it. Motherhood is always going to look different for every mom. Our collaborators happen to be in different stages of motherhood right now. So let's just start by talking a little bit about ourselves and our wonderful children. So Justine, why don't you go ahead and get us started?
I'd love to. I'm super happy to be here and share about something that's just makes me so happy. And so I'm Justine, and I'm a mother through adoption. My daughter Magnolia was born in November, just over 5 months ago. And so,
I cannot believe that.
I know, it's just crazy. It just has gone by so quickly. And so this is actually going to be my first Mother's Day, which is so exciting. And, you know, the past three Mother's Days, they were really rough for us because we were walking through a season of infertility. And so I just had to really focus my energy on celebrating my own mom during that time instead of internalizing, you know, the fact that I didn't get to celebrate it personally for myself. Right. So now that, you know, I am a mom, I have just had more emotions than I could ever imagine possible. I mean, just last night I was getting Magnolia ready for bed and putting her little 0 to 3 footy jammies on her, and she's too long to fit in them. I know. So I had a little cry, you know, so sad. Pulled out the
it really is.
And I am like attached to some of these jammies. Like I have my favorites, and I don't know why, but so hitting those milestones is just something that makes me really emotional. And you know, we actually have a bedtime book that I read with her every single night, and then I get emotional when I read that because of just like the words in the book. It's called The Color of Love, and I read it to her every night, and it just fills me with such gratitude that I get to be her mom. And so each night, you know, I'm just soaking in those snuggles, and that's pretty much what this season is like for me right now, just lots and lots of snuggles and quality time with her. You know, as a teacher, I was expecting to have to go back to work a couple weeks ago, but with the shelter in place and online distance learning, I'm able to be home with her more. And so it's actually been a blessing to us in such a scary time that I get to have, you know, that extra time with her and continue to make those memories and be around to see all of her milestones for myself.
Right. And that's kind of been for me as well. I work at a school district. So that's been kind of the one positive thing I feel like during this time, which it's hard to find positives sometimes.
I know it is.
But it's crazy because as we were getting Motherhood Unfiltered back up and running, I had felt like all four of us were in different stages of life. But after talking one day, we realized that you and Brittany actually have littles so close together.
I know, it's so funny because I've been following her on Instagram and interacting when we have our Google Hangouts and stuff, and I never really thought about it before. And then we were talking about their milestones, and I realized Noah and Magnolia are just a month apart. So that's been really fun to actually know other mothers who are in that same stage of parenting, even if, you know, that parenting looks different from household to household. Right. So Brittany, I'd love to hear how your motherhood journey has been up to this point.
Yeah, and I know I love watching your journey on Instagram. It's been so great that we've been a part of Motherhood Unfiltered together, or else we probably would have never gotten a chance to get to know each other and watch our littles grow up. So been really exciting.
I know,
sure.
It's so fun.
So this is my first Mother's Day getting to hold Noah in my arms. Last Mother's Day was kind of a bittersweet one in the sense that I wasn't really sure if I was like allowed to celebrate or not, because one, I was pregnant with Noah, and then two, we had lost a baby through a miscarriage just a few months previously. But my husband and I just chose to celebrate and really focus on honoring those lives, that no matter how small, we were still going to celebrate those lives and how much they had impacted us, and that they had, you know, made me a mom, even if it was for a very short time. And there were all kinds of emotions that had gone with motherhood, even within just a short journey of those pregnancies. So, yeah, so this will actually be my first Mother's Day that I get to celebrate with my son. And it's just really special this year. I know we chose to celebrate last year, but this year is just going to be extra special because we're just past all of the unknown stages of pregnancy or what it was going to look like for us in the future.
That just makes me so happy for you.
And then relating back to what you were saying, celebrating my first Mother's Day with my son during this shelter in place is a little bit of a bummer for sure. But one thing that I've really been able to focus on is that, or one thing I've realized is that I've really made these big momentous occasions, like all of it in motherhood in my mind of Noah's first Easter, Noah's first Mother's Day service, you know, all these big things that I thought that's going to be what makes motherhood to me. But I've really been able to see that really those things are just like for the moment, and they're fun and they're exciting, but those are just like big momentous occasions. But at the end of the day, like motherhood is about every moment of the day, every moment with Noah that I get here, every milestone, you know, when he's sitting up, when he's eating a solid food for the first time, when he's laughing, you know, his guts out. And it's just such a fun age. Oh, like I'm enjoying this shelter in place because of that, because I really get to focus on all of his milestones.
So I think that you're totally right, Brittany, in that a lot of times we think that motherhood is more of like those picturesque moments, those moments that you see on social media of those holidays and of those firsts. But you're totally right. It is those everyday things. And those are the moments that we cherish and we always remember. Absolutely.
I could not agree more with you. Those everyday moments are what really make motherhood so special. And speaking of everyday moments, Brianna, you actually have the oldest child of all of the Motherhood Unfiltered collaborators. So, Brianna, what does motherhood look like for you in this season?
Yeah, so I'm actually not that far removed from both of you. I promise you it will go by so incredibly fast. I had my son in April of 2018 and am celebrating my third Mother's Day this year, which is so crazy to me that I could have a 2-year-old that's celebrating my third Mother's Day. It weirds me out every time. I really don't know why. It's just so funny. But anyway, my son is hitting the terrible 2 mark. So he will be, at the time of this recording, 2 tomorrow. And I kind of joke that this is the worst time for us to be sheltering in place, this like terrible 2's time. But I've actually chosen to look at it a little differently. I've noticed that my son starts throwing fits because he's frustrated, or because he couldn't communicate with us, or because he just simply can't do something. And so my husband and I are really big on communication. So we've actually found that in this time, we've really been able to focus on when those fits happen, calming him down, sitting with him, and trying to talk him through his frustration. What's wrong? What's going on? It's okay. Just ask for help. Why are you upset? And even though he doesn't super understand, probably 100% what we're saying, it's still been really such a positive thing during this shelter in place to be able to take the time to really focus on helping him get through those frustrations. So it's really easy to get frustrated and just start yelling or get impatient. And trust me, we're not perfect. And we've definitely had those moments, but we very quickly realized that we weren't benefiting him when we do that. So That is what motherhood is looking like for me during this time.
All the times that you stop to take a few moments with him. It's going to help his communication for sure.
I hope so. But yeah, there's actually so many people who influence us every day when it comes to parenting. And sometimes it's someone who wrote a book or a blog. But for a lot of people, it's someone who raised us. So Brittany, why don't you tell us how your mom has impacted your life and influenced the way you parent your son? Sure.
So there's a saying that I had heard, I don't know where I heard it, but it was years ago. And it said, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, I am my mother after all." And it's so funny, but it's so true. There's just so much truth behind that saying. So my mom is just, she has the most amazing heart for people. That's one thing that has always stood out to me. Like growing up, any holiday, even if it was Mother's Day or even if it was her birthday, her thoughts were not never on herself or even just on our family. She just has this heart to always focus on people. And a lot of times, like the unseen people that, like, you know, just maybe it's a single mom at church that that people just look past, or maybe it's a woman that has no family at all, or her kids are already grown, and just thinking she's always like instilled it in us to think of someone else who may not have a family in these big momentous occasions. So for Mother's Day every year, it always seems like she always has something else planned up her sleeve, but we, like, obviously just as her kids, we always would love to like treat her and take her out to eat or bring her flowers, but her thing is always on other people. So sometimes it might be, well, you know, so and so is a single mom, she doesn't have any, or her kids are too young to celebrate her or by doing anything big for her, so why don't we take her out to eat this year? Or she just always, yeah, she just That's always so has sweet. Her mind on other people. It could be Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter, whatever it is. So this year, being in the stay-at-home order, it's going to be kind of unique, because I know there have been years that she's like, I want to go to the homeless shelter and feed the homeless, or I want to, there's like this bridge not too far from the church that we attend, and there's just a ton of homeless people who live under the bridge. And sometimes she'll just like go to Costco and then like jump out and like hand out, I don't know, whatever package snacks from Costco, or still like gather blankets or jackets from our house or from whoever's house. And she'll just want us to drive down there and just jump out and start passing out jackets. So this will be kind of an interesting year because we can't just go and do something like that right now with the way things are. But I know for sure that she'll find a way to focus it on someone else that day, whether it's through even a FaceTime call or dropping off like just a care kit to somebody in need. So that's how we celebrate my mom. And because of that, like that heart that she has towards other people, and just that love that she just comes pouring out of her towards others, that's something that I want to instill in my son as well. That's one of those ways that I want to be like my mom in that way of when Noah grows up, that he doesn't think like, you know, it's a big occasion, what's my mom going to want for herself? But I want him to see a love for others and me when he's grown or when he's out of the house, even though at some points, like for my brothers and I, there were times that we were like, oh my gosh, who's mom bringing home this time?
That's hilarious.
You know, that of course, like in every teenager, there's going to be just some annoyances with your parents at times, but overall, looking back and seeing like, this was just something she always had a heart for. She always had a heart for people, especially people in need. And so just reminding myself that that's something that I want to display for Noah and for my children in the future.
And that's so awesome. It's funny you say that it used to bug you as teenagers that she would bring others over. I mean, like, I remember as a teenager, I think you had to pull my teeth to even get me to like want to celebrate my mom. And here you are, like, we just want to celebrate you. You know, It's kind of funny the contrast that
happens in different families. Saying, like most families collect things. Like, oh, every time we go on a trip, we collect a snow globe, you know, like a normal collection of some sort. And we were like, but our family just collects people. Like everywhere we go, we find a new person to add to our family.
That's hilarious.
So Justine, how about you? How has your mom impacted your life and influenced the way that you have chosen to parent your daughter?
Well, I'm actually like my mom in many ways, mostly through my independence, sarcasm, and family traditions. So we, you know, speaking of those high school years, what Brianna mentioned, I probably butt heads with my mom the most. You could say I was strong-headed. But I would argue that's because my mom taught me to be that way, because that's exactly how she is. So she really raised me to be this confident and independent woman and just taught me to be able to take care of myself, but still also be able to rely on others. And so having those qualities of confidence and independence has really shaped me to be the mother that I am. And so that's something that I pray for Magnolia every night. I specifically pray for her faith, for her bravery, and for her confidence. I want her, thank you. Yeah, I really want her to be able to own her story and be proud of her story, and to share her story in any way that she wants to. And that's something that I even think of, you know, right now, even with her being only 5 months old. But that's because that was such a huge impact for me and the example that my mom sent for me growing up. You know, something else that she really instilled in me is the importance of family and family traditions. So we actually have a family tradition for just about everything. And that it is, it's really fun. And it's something I look forward to. And I remember when we were making our adoption profile book that we had dedicated a whole section of our book to what our family traditions looked like. And the family traditions that we wanted to have with our own child one day. So that was something that was just really special that, you know, my mom has instilled in me. And I am very close with all my aunts and uncles and my cousins. And that's because she put in the effort to make those things happen. And I always knew that over Memorial Day weekend, we would be camping in Pinecrest, and over Christmas, we would be either in Oregon at my aunt's house or in Sacramento at a different uncle's or in Hawaii at a different uncle's. But no matter what, all the cousins were going to be together. And so, you know, as she modeled those traditions to me, I started making traditions of my own. Even before Magnolia was born, I started us having a family turkey trot every Thanksgiving. So I dragged my family out of bed at 5 a.m. I'm like, let's go. Let's burn it before we eat this turkey. So I know, right? We've been doing that for about 4 years now. And that's something that I absolutely love. So my mom's mom was a lot like my mom is as well. And my grandma had these Christmas cookies that she would always make, and we hadn't made them for a really long time after she had passed. And one year in college, my sister and I, we lived together in college, and we just decided, hey, like, let's make those cookies. So we started making those cookies, and it's been like 10 years now. And now we make those every year at Christmas time, and we sit around the table. Yeah, it's so awesome. We sit around the table and just talk about memories of, you know, past family gatherings and things like that, and talk about our grandparents as we decorate these cookies. And so it's just something that I'm super excited to have Magnolia be a part of, and to just show her the value and the importance in having family
and traditions. Just the value and importance of family overall in that time that you make an effort to spend together.
Yes. And, you know, it's with this shelter in place that has been the hardest thing, is not being able to see our family, because it places restrictions and limits on how we get to spend time together. And so I was just talking to my sister yesterday, saying that, you know, no matter how old we get, we still need our mom. And I think that that's true for a lot of people.
I was just going to say, I think that I'm reminded of that more so now that I am a mom. That I'm like, when are you going to come visit again? Mm-hmm. When are you going
to
come sit?
Yeah, I was just talking to Brianna this morning about how it was really hard for me to go this amount of time without seeing my mom, and without my mom seeing Magnolia, that when my mom saw Magnolia for the first time 2 days ago in about a month, I was just so emotional watching the two of them together, because I want to be able to foster that relationship with the two of them. And I want my mom to be able to have those special moments with Magnolia as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's just one of those precious relationships that just can't be replaced by any other.
Right. And, you know, we all need our mom. And I know that this is totally something that Brianna can relate to, because when we worked together, she would pull up to the parking lot on her phone every single day. And, you know, for the first couple months,
every day,
I never asked, you know, who are you talking to? And then finally one day I just said, you know, who are you talking to every morning? She said, my mom. So with that being said, Brianna, why don't you tell us a little bit about how your mom has influenced you?
Yeah, so I do talk to her every day. If I do not call her, or if I didn't call her before my son was born, it was kind of like, oh, I didn't talk to you yesterday. But now if we don't FaceTime every day, she's like, why didn't you FaceTime me today? Where are you? Why didn't we FaceTime? So she's very serious about
her FaceTime
phone
call. Just she takes it to the next level for those grandmas and their grandbabies.
But he's kind of at the stage where he doesn't really have any interest in sitting still whatsoever. So, you know, it's kind of hard, but it just helps to see him, I think. But if there's one thing that I would say my mom has always been, it's completely selfless. I've actually been asked this question before, you know, how does your mom influence you, or what are you going to take from your mom when it comes to parenting your son? And I've found it best to summarize it up in this one story. Like, I feel like it all just encompasses my mother. So her birthday and Mother's Day are in the same month. And I remember 1 year after her birthday / Mother's Day, she gathered all her gifts. I want to say it was some milestone birthday, because she had so many gift cards, and specifically to Target. I remember we went to Target and she kept saying things like, oh, I need to get your brother this. And then I actually need to get your sister some of this. And
that's such a mom thing to do.
Yes. And we walked out of there and it didn't hit me until years later that she had literally spent all of her money on us, like as kids. And that's who she was. And she still is. And it's kind of funny how things circle, the whole mirror, mirror on the wall. Like, I am my mother after all. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really funny how that kind of circles without realizing it. So my birthday's in February.
Because
and
who doesn't go to Target?
Exactly. Except when you're sheltering in place. Like, I just want to browse the Target dollar section. That's all I want. But anyway, so I had an appointment to get my nails done. And I had some time to waste. So I thought, I'm just going to go to Target to waste some time and maybe spend some of my birthday money on some clothes. So I did actually buy myself a dress. So I guess I'm not so selfless like my mother. But I found myself like, oh, wouldn't it be so sweet if I came home and brought my son a surprise?
That's your mama heart.
Like, he's 2 years old. He does not know what a surprise is. Like, he doesn't understand. So I walked over to the toy section and I just thought, oh, I'll just buy him a little toy. And I ended up buying him this like Mickey Mouse, or Ming Mouse, as he says it, remote control car with my birthday money. And I remember walking out of the store. I was again on the phone with my mother, and she asked what I was doing, and I told her, and then said, oh, and then I bought Luke a car. And she's like, oh, sweetie, that birthday money's for you. You always buy stuff for Luke. You know, you have to spend it on yourself. And I got off the phone with her. I'm like, that is so hypocritical, you know. But I realized that I had done something for my son that my mom constantly did
for me. Too cute.
And I really don't say that to toot my own horn. Like, look at me. I'm a great mother. I just say that because in that moment, I really realized how much my mom being so selfless.
Yeah, and I think it's those subtle things that you pick up on without even realizing it. You know, when she took you to Target, however many years ago that was, you weren't thinking about it from the lens of a mother, but she was modeling to you what motherhood looked like for her.
Right.
And you were able to pick up on that. And then now you're modeling that for Luke.
Right. And it's so crazy because she wasn't, I don't even think my mom was trying to be like, oh, look at me. This is how you mother, you know, it's just, that's who she was. And it's just crazy when they say your children are watching you, like they are watching everything that you do and learning from it, you know, but it's been so exciting for us, at least for me, to share a little bit of ourselves with you listeners and take some time to celebrate our moms.
I just want to say thank you for sitting in this space with us as we give honor to our amazing mothers and also thank them for everything that they've done.
No matter what phase motherhood might find you in, the Motherhood Unfiltered team wishes you a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much for tuning in with us. If you haven't already, we want to welcome you to connect with us on Instagram @_motherhoodunfiltered. Thanks again for joining us.